Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. It's time for our conversation with Bruce Cassidy, brought to you by AT&T. More for your thing, that's our thing. Bruce, curious, maybe just going back to last game. I know it's not always going to be perfect, but you know, the first period and a half, maybe a little bit more than that, seemed to be a bit of a struggle for your team to really try to get going. When did it start to turn for you, and how's the conversation on the bench, and what is that conversation like?
Well, there wasn't a lot. I think the conversation was between the players about how to defend Toronto's low to high with stick position, because we were spending more time in our own end, about line changes, about getting pucks in and out. I was really pleased with the chatter on the bench about how to play the right way, how to manage the puck, how to bring that thing home. And that was encouraging. It means guys are all, they're dialed in, they're all on the same page. And when it comes from within, I've always said it means more to the player on the ice when, you know, he hears his own teammate either encouraging him or instructing him. And it worked out well for us.
Is there a danger that maybe you think too much or you overthink it, or do you like that right at this time of year?
I think it was good. It was a game that we were able to capitalize on our opportunities. They did not have a lot of opportunities. I think when you see a lot of zone play, the game sometimes gets misanalyzed, for lack of a better term. I thought we played the way we're supposed to against a good offensive team. We denied neutral zone entries for the most part, which hurt us the night before. So we made the necessary adjustments in that area. Well, you got to give up ice somewhere. Where we gave it up was up ice, so they were able to skate and get the red and get it in. So we were relying on breakouts, good defense, and get going in transition. And we got two goals out of it at the end of the day. So good for us. The same token, we'd like to have more puck possession tonight. And that usually starts, not playing in your own end usually starts having more pucks in the other end, so they're tired and get it out and change and get back at them. So that'll be an area of focus, and hopefully we're able to bring that tonight.
Your defensive zone, as it's evolved over the season and gotten better, and when you're really on your game, it seems like when teams do have that zone time on you, there's not a lot of panic to your team. The positioning is good, and you know, everybody does their job, so to speak.
Yeah, I think our layers are good. Our structure has been in place here for a while. I think we got some good veteran defensemen that can communicate to the forwards. I think our center icemen are built to play 200-foot games. They've all been through it. And our wingers are willing to eat pucks when necessary. You know, we're not made like Toronto, per se, in that, where they're gone up the ice. We block shots first and leave the zone second, and they do it the other way around. So everyone's built a little differently, and it paid off for us. We're good that way when we have a lead. When we're chasing games and behind, then you'd rather have more skilled guys that can quick strike. But we're happy with the way our guys played and our ability to come back and also protect leads. That's why we've done it well this year.
In their style, with the guy blowing the zone, Marner was a great example in the second period. You know, Torrey's getting a shot from the left point, Adams over on the right side. Who is it ultimately more responsibility there to try to make sure that they're not allowing Marner to get behind them?
Well, we scored a goal in the first 30 seconds when Marner didn't block a shot either. So this goes back to my point that, you know, he didn't block Torrey's shot. Unfortunately, it hit Riley in front of the net. What we can correct there is I think Torrey has to get more into the middle of the ice and a better shot so that if it does get blocked, it goes laterally. We want to shoot the puck hard from the top. That way, if it's blocked, it tends not to sit right in front of you. When you can knock down shots, Ottawa did that to us last year, and they transitioned quick. So part of that is on the shooter to recognize what's available and how to shoot the puck. And those situations won't happen. Marner will be gone and we'll still be playing with the puck. So that happened at home here, where we got a lot of second loose puck retrievals and a lot of open chances in front of their net because they were gone. And we recovered pucks, so we had extra numbers and we were able to capitalize.
You scored a goal on the 2-on-1 by Marchand. It was off of a defensive zone faceoff where you went up the boards, or Adam went up the boards with it and out. As the season's gone on, you guys have really used the reverse as well. It seemed like early in the series they had those kind of picked out. Obviously, you've made some adjustments there. Is that the play that you're looking for up that strong side boards?
Well, what we've done is moved one of our defensemen closer to behind the center. They jump through on draws very well. They're board wingers, so now we've eliminated his ability to really influence the play. You know, we used to do that in Providence years ago. We had trouble breaking pucks out, and there is a danger to it if they go forward with their centerman, which they tried later, that you can be exposed with no D in front of the net. But so far, it's worked out for us in terms of getting pucks out of the zone. It worked in Game 3 as well. You know, Noel ended up taking a shot, Z kept it in and scored. So, you know, to be able to get in and out of our end against a good offensive and forechecking team, and you know, it's just a little adjustment we've made. It's worked. Adam can go up the wall, or that winger in front of the net can kind of pop out. We've used that one, so it's a quick up to the opposite winger. Torrey does that well because he jumps out of piles well. He's comfortable in those situations. Adam, Kevin, it might be more comfortable, you know, going up the strong side. So there's options. Hopefully we continue to choose the right one, and hopefully we continue to be aware if they do go forward that we can't leave the zone early as wingers or leave the slot area.
Last question for you. Just from a mindset of coming into a game that's an elimination game, you have the opportunity to eliminate Toronto. You know, is there some extra adrenaline? And if there is, you know, how do you make sure that they harness that and make sure it's under control?
Just play the game in front of you. I mean, two teams that went to the Stanley Cup final last year, Nashville and Pittsburgh, had opportunities to close out. They didn't. It just shows you how hard it is to win, especially at playoff time. So we can't get ahead of ourselves. Just play the game. Give yourself the best chance to win. You know, obviously any team would tell you, you know, you want to get that fourth one, the first opportunity you have. So we're no different there, but, you know, Toronto's a good hockey club. If they want to continue their season, then they need a win. We understand that. They understand that. So these are generally the toughest ones. But other than that, we really can't get ahead of ourselves. Just play the game. Play well. Do the things that have made us successful and continue to improve on the things that you need to, and hopefully it goes our way.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
All right. Thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Leafs are next.